Blog Talk Radio.
Hug three people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
Yeah.
somebody just needs to testify to something next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could
have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it.
I never would have made it without Jesus. What about you? If you never would have made it without Jesus, give me a call at 717-379-1503. That's 717-379-1503. This is Deborah Jackson on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. This is Good Friday, and many times we wake up preparing for our J-O-Bs. But today I just want to encourage you that when you go on your J-O-B, the Bible says, whatever you have in your hand, do it wholeheartedly unto the Lord. Be grateful, because see, you as the salt of the earth, the light in darkness, you have to reflect gratefulness. See, because see, those that are lost may never see the glory of God, may never see the goodness of God, may never see that they would never have made it without him. But because greater is he that is in you and me, you know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But see, now if you don't know that he is inside you, then I need to encourage you to read the scriptures daily, because the word of God is our daily bread. When Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray, he says, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. But first of all, he had to acknowledge his Father. He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, give us this day our daily bread. See, when we ask God to give us this day our daily bread. You know what we're asking him? We're asking him like the Israelites to give us manna. How do he give us daily bread? Through his word. The Bible says, Matthew 6:33, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Well, what should be added? The word. Well, in 1 Thessalonians, Psalms 107:1, it tells us, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. See, we need to give God thanks. Thanks. We ought to be grateful. We ought to have a spirit of thanksgiving, a spirit of rejoicing. The Bible says in Psalms 108 that David says, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast, and I will sing and make melody. Awake, my soul. Awake. You need to tell your soul to awake, my soul, because truly, when God, you call on the Lord, Jeremiah 33:3 said, call him up, and I will show thee great and mighty things. I encourage you this morning to seek God in all your ways and lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all your ways. It is God's desire to prosper you, my beloved. It is God's desire to heal you, my beloved. It is God's desire to bring you peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. So why don't you say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for Good Friday. I thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you have made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. See, when you, before you even leave the home, you ought to bless your home, bless your spouses, bless your children, bless even the dogs and the cats. But when you are blessed by the Lord, you need to know this. God's blessings is not grievous. So when you say, bless you, you ought to mean it. See, blessings come from above. And all blessings from God is good. For the Lord is good, and he's faithful to all who believe. So, I thank you for listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live today. Because, see, I never would have made it in 2007 when my son was murdered a day before his 33rd birthday. See, I've been in ministry for over 30 years. But when I realized coming out of my grieving, 3 months had went by, and I'm thinking 3 months was 3 days. As I came out of my room and out of my room of depression, I realized that the call didn't start 30 years ago. It started that moment, and I've been running ever since. My assignment is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's power in the name of Jesus. We as believers, seems like we're too ashamed to call on the name of Jesus. The Bible says, what will separate us from the love of God? Well, when I got the news that my son was dead, I said, God, I've been serving you for I stopped counting after 15 years. But God, I've been serving you. I lost my marriage. I lost my business. I lost my mind. And the enemy was sifting me as wheat. Yes, suicide did come to my focus. But I said, Lord, now I done lost my son. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me to live, God. Because I was struggling with living. Supernaturally, the Lord healed my heart. And when I came to the revelation that God said he would never leave me nor forsake me, I had to say, God, please forgive me because of my unbelief. I know you have all power in your hand. I know you have all power to heal, to deliver. But God, I need a healing for my soul. While I was searching all around, seeking for a healing, I thank you, God, for answering my prayer. Because Psalms 107:20, he sent the word. And in 2009, I began my journey. Spirit, soul, and body, blessed for success. God worked out all the pain, all the disappointment, unforgiveness. He took it all so that I might live and not die. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but bitterness, anger, unforgiveness is like cancer. It's a setup. The enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And many times we don't understand situations. So the enemy takes the word and twists it so that you forfeit your inheritance into the kingdom of God. See, in that kingdom of God, there is no sorrow. In the kingdom of God, there's peace. In the kingdom of God, there's love. In the kingdom of God, there's joy and long-suffering. See, when any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he is a new creature. So now you're a spirit being. Bible says, what is of the flesh is flesh. What is of the spirit is spirit. And any man that is led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Perhaps you don't understand what that means. But if you'd like to join me in discovering your true identity, give me a call at 717-379-1503. At 717-379-1503. Perhaps you don't have a prayer life. See, prayer is what changes things. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. When we're praying to our Father, which art in heaven, see, we can ask him to deliver us from evil. We can ask him to give us our daily bread. But we've got to seek the word of God. Jesus is the word, the truth, and the life. And we got to come to through Jesus before we get to the Father. So you need to give me at 717-379-1503. Perhaps you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you need to know how, what steps to take. Because, see, every minute, every second is time wasted when you're living without Jesus in your heart. See, we can say in our life, but in our heart, because, see, when we hide the word in our heart, it protects us from sinning against God, sinning against our neighbor. So, see, God is love, and he says, love God with all your heart, mind, soul. Love your neighbor as yourself, and love your enemies. Many times we have a hard time loving the unloving, loving those that persecute and set us up. But I encourage you today, I challenge you today, you want to be set free, healed, and delivered? Call me at 717-379-1503 for prayer, for salvation, for healing and deliverance. Today is Fourth Friday, and this is Fourth Friday weekend in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And if you would like to join us every Fourth Friday, give me a call at 717-379-1503. It's a celebration, a coming together in the presence, seeking God's presence for every need. The Bible says that God is Jehovah, Jireh, our provider. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. We seek everything but peace, joy, and in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, the Bible, the song says, that's the kingdom of God. So join me. We're going to pause and allow this song to minister to you. There's joy in the kingdom. There's peace in the kingdom. If you like to join us every Friday morning at 7 a.m., give us a call at 347-539-5311. If you have a song, if you have a prayer request, If you have a praise report, call us at 347-539-5311 on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. If you'd like to know more about our schedule and would like to join us in our EOM gathering, that's Evangelistic Outreach Ministry gathering, you can give us a call at 717-379-1503. This program is a program, outreach program of Deborah A. Jackson, Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. Our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that souls can be transformed, healed, set free, and delivered. So we thank you for listening. If you like to be a partner, most of all, we want you to pray. If you like to send a donation, you can send your donation to DAJ, Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, at 2529 North 6th Street in Harrisburg, PA. That's 2529 North 6th Street in Harrisburg, PA, 17110. Or you can email me at DeborahJackson2011@gmail.com. That's DeborahJackson2011@gmail.com. The Lord is good. So in all things, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, for he is good. And his mercies endure forever. God is good. And he loves you. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes him will not perish, but have everlasting life." If the first 50 callers call and say, "I love the Lord," we'll send you a book on Live to Love to help you in your journey of loving the unloving. Above all, loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.